What up, everyone? Welcome to the episode number 300 million. Tonight we're going to talk about something so crazy. We're going to peel back the curtain on the plumbing business, what you really have to do, the details, Google, and how I might have maybe gotten in a fight. We're going to check into that. We're going to talk about it and how you can learn from it, how we can all learn from it. Let's get this party started. Pop them.
Countdown begins.
Yo, what's up, everyone? Welcome to the show. You could be watching this, or you can be watching the other big event that's on TV right now, but this is way better because we're going to tell you the truth. We're actually going to show you the plumbing business from behind the scenes. Now, obviously, we can't show you every single aspect of the plumbing business on the show in one night, but we can show you one aspect of it as it relates to Google. Now, the plumbing business is not an easy business. It is not simple. It is definitely not something that just comes and everybody can do it. It's definitely a difficult thing. You've got so many variations, so many elements, so many aspects to the business, but when you simplify it down to what's important, it does become a little bit easier, and that's what we want to really show. And I want to kind of make a couple of announcements tonight, but also show you guys a couple of things that you could be doing with your own plumbing business, that you should be doing with your plumbing business as it relates to specifically Google and what I went through this week. Now, as I went through this week, some of you may have heard, and the word's kind of getting out, we started a plumbing business so that we can then show you how to do it. We can literally show you how to do it, prove to you, show to you, example it, and just be that answer that you guys are looking for so that you no longer have to wonder if you're getting good advice. You can see for yourself in the results. And we just started this plumbing business about 4 weeks ago. We did around $20,000+ in revenue our first week. We literally poured no money into it. That was off Nextdoor. For those that know what Nextdoor is, we leveraged our relationships in the community. And here's another thing you need to understand too, is that when we do this project here, I'm not taking any money that I have from my plumbing sales coach business and pouring into it. Quite the opposite. We're doing this out of a pickup truck to start out with. And we're doing this the old fashioned way, the way that all of you have started your plumbing business, the way that most of you started your plumbing business. And some of you are currently probably starting your plumbing businesses. So we're going to talk about exactly how to do that. What's up? Derek says, good evening, sir. King Rooter and Plumbing in the house. Good to see you. Says, keep it simple, stupid. That's Kiss. Absolutely. What's up, my man? Fresh. He says, in the house, Jeremy Robinson, freshness. Frankie Lamelli says, what's up, CF? Yeah, Frankie knows a little something about Google and how you might get into a fight with them. And so we're going to talk about how Advocate Plumbing came into my life, how we started the business, and what we're going to do with it and what we are doing with it. And we had to create a logo and a brand. We're going through all the things you guys are going through, and we're working off of a small budget. We wanted to start it from a legitimate standpoint that anyone could do it. Anyone could do it as long as you have plumbing business license, as long as you have a plumbing business license. Important to know the rules and regulations in your area. And so we're going to peel some of that back. But tonight we're going to talk specifically about advertising and relationships as it relates to Google and as it relates to your community. Now, Thursday night, we're having a special guest on the show. Okay. Now, this is a lady who's basically been in public relations. She's helped some of the big names do some of the big things, some of the big plumbing brands, the nationwide plumbing brands, do what they've done. And I'll let her tell that story. But these are literally companies that you're up against in your community, no matter what community you're in. She helped them get to where they're at. And she's a public relations specialist. We're going to talk about how marketing and public relations are not the same thing. And tonight we're going to talk about that marketing and advertising side of it as it relates to the plumbing business and getting the phone to ring. All right. Who wants to make the phone ring? Everyone wants to make the phone ring. PSC growth and service expert here. She says that's Maggie from our company right here, Plumbing Sales Coach. And she's one of the people that you can talk to. Now, her husband owns a plumbing business out in Illinois, and they are smashing, crushing, ripping, killing it. And they're doing it following the process. Should be the first one to tell you, working long nights, working late days, tons of calls, equaling zero for just really no satisfaction. And what we did was we went in and simplified the business. We helped them see the growth pattern. Now they can scale that and duplicate that and make that so much bigger than it was going to be, because it's simpler. It's easier to understand, not only for them, but also for people joining them, i.e. future employees and CSRs and any managers and people that are going to catch the vision and catch that culture. So tonight we're talking about Google. We're talking about Google Ads. All right. So I had to do what everyone had to do. We had to start out with a Google My Business page. We had to get that postcard sent to us. We had to get the verification. This is basically the last month of our marketing size focusing on this. We went on Nextdoor and we got some good recommendations and we did some stuff on there, and then basically got really the blessings of God, the favor of God, and just really made the phone ring right away. And so we were able to rely on that in the beginning, getting three calls, I think two, three, four calls a week, and maximizing those calls, generating four and five and six, as I think it was more like $5,000 and $6,000 of revenue each week off of those few calls, and just really making sure that we took every customer, not for granted, but for we treated them as best we could, gave them as much as we could. Shoot, we had an open schedule. Why not take care of them? So we did that, and we understood the situation that we were currently in, and we addressed that appropriately, right? And so as that's going on, I'm getting on Google and figuring, okay, what do we got to do here? Because back in the day, it reminded me of a time when I started my house cleaning company, and I had to make the phone ring and Angie's List. Who knows Angie's List? Heard of Angie's List? Remembers Angie's List? But Angie's List was kind of big at the time. I was in Indianapolis, and Angie's List actually was home-centered in Indianapolis. A lot of people used Angie's List. Consumers used Angie's List in our area. And so it was very appropriate. We got some leads off of Craigslist I'm dating myself here a little bit. This was way back in the day. We got some leads off Craigslist, and those weren't very good leads. We got some work out of it. It was okay. But the Angie's List leads, boy, those were the ones. And so those were the people with disposable income, and those were the people that cared about quality and convenience over price. And so that's where we went. And so we started our first ad on Angie's List, $150 a month, big money, big money. Now, you might not sound like big money, but to us, it was big money at the time. It was a big decision. Like, are we going to do this? Like, are we really going to do this? All right, well, if we're doing this, let's sign up for this one-year contract for $150 a month. And, you know, I mean, shoot, that was... Anyway, so yeah, it's just a funny story. I was going to make a comment, but it's kind of a pointless comment. So anyways, tough decision. We made the decision and we blew up. It worked out for us. Okay. We got a lot of great reviews and blah, 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 and got a lot of leads out of it. So now today's game is no longer Angie's List. Today's game is Google. Now, one thing that you have to understand is that when you look at these platforms, if you will, these advertising platforms, it's really no different than sports, you know, arenas. You know, certain concerts come into town and those arenas become very profitable and good marketing venues. Other concerts come into town, not such good marketing venues, and so forth and so on. And so times change, things change. Right now, Google is the thing. And so we have to understand the Google game. And I leave that to the pros most of the time, but now I'm starting my own plumbing business in 2020, is it 2021 yet, please? Okay, it's 2020 still? All right, anyways, 2020, and so here we are playing the Google game, and so we got into the Google AdWords, we got into the Google My Business, Google Local Services, and we just finally got Google Guaranteed last week on Thursday, okay? So we just launched Monday with a Google Guaranteed ad with zero reviews on it. And we have 14 reviews on our Google My Business page. More to come on that here in a few minutes to understand the difference between those two and how that game works, because I had to learn that game. But before I could learn that game, I had to learn the Google AdWords game. And that might be a more difficult game, really just a more expensive game. It's really not that difficult. Once you get in there, it's just a headache and a nightmare. I mean, really, you can really take a few different attributes of life and learn and apply it all on Google AdWords. Here's the deal. You're trying to drive traffic. And so when you try to drive traffic, you got to put something on there that's catchy, something that makes people want to click it, if you will. That's what, then you pay for that click. So you better send them somewhere good. And you better send them somewhere that's going to convert. And that's your website. And so these things start to play hand in hand as you think about advertising and marketing and how they make the phone ring. And so you gotta be good at the AdWords in the very beginning. Maybe even I'm a believer in getting good at it forever, because here's the thing: on Google's page, on that real estate, if you will, that they give you, there's only four places that you can kind of show up, that you can dominate. Now I want you to think about right now, if you were at a movie theater or at a sports venue and you wanted to dominate the scene there, you would try to put as many logos up in as many places as possible. And on Google, you can do it in four spots. That's the click ads. That's the, used to be the top of the page. Now it's the second thing. You got the Google Guarantee at the top. You got the Google click words in the second, and then you've got your map, your three pack. They change it all the time, so I just call it the map pack. It's really like three pack right now. And then down below that, you got SEO. That's where you kind of the organic. Those bottom two are the organic. The top ones you got to pay for. The Google Guarantee is a cheaper version of the pay-per-click. And a more quality version of the Google Guarantee is more quality version because customers are coming to you with a little bit more confidence because Google's guaranteeing the work. So that's how that all works right there. And so you got to make the phone ring right away and you got to take a look at the Google click ad type thing. And you got to figure out, okay, what's the catchy line I'm going to put that's going to make people click. First of all, you got to figure out how to even get that catchy hook, that catchy line. It's called a hook, by the way, how that catchy line, how you even get that thing to show up. You got keywords. They recommend 7 to 10, and you can play. There's some tools in there. You can play with them. You can put different keywords in to kind of see what's popular, what's not popular. You can go back and look at results. It's cool stuff. It's important stuff, stuff you got to know. Stuff you got to know. Because even if you pay someone else to do it, you better know it. Because I'm a believer in this. If you're going to start a business and run a business, you should know how to get yourself out of any problem. First impressions are giant. If your website is the first impression, what will they think? And it goes even back to that first line. Do you want to say, you know, I'm cheapest plumber in town, click here? I mean, you're sending a message. You might get the click, but is it the click you want? So you got the pay-per-click. Then we moved into Google Verify, Google Guarantee, and this a whole new game, right? So now you're in there with about 12, 15, 20, 50 plumbers, depending on your area, maybe three, maybe two. Maybe you're the first one. Check into it. Google Guaranteed, right? Check into that. Go in there. Get your account set up. Get your plumbing license in there. Get your background check. Yeah, you got to do all this stuff. You do all this stuff, and all of a sudden you start your phone. Now you've got two of the four spots on the first page as a brand new company. I have the real estate. This is the only way you can get real estate early. I want you to think about this as it relates to you bigger companies. I coach some of you companies that are 20, 30 trucks, and it's like you don't need you don't need Google Gear, but you don't want anyone else to occupy that real estate, do you? I want you to think about that when we talk about dominating, when I talked about earlier the cinema and dominating the scene. Go back to Angie's List. I remember when I started that first company and we put it up on Angie's List and we said, okay, here we go. We're going to put it up on there. And all of a sudden, we started getting reviews and we started floating to the top. And then we advertised it and put it all the way at the top and said, okay, we're locked in. We made our building beautiful and we relocated it to Main Street so everybody could see it. What are they seeing? What does your Google My Business page say versus your website? Do the hours match? Do the phone site, the phone numbers match? All these things matter because ultimately, here's how the Google game works. Here's the peel the curtain back. Okay, I'm going to really share this with you guys. Before I go any further, I just want to say welcome to the show to a few of you guys. Welcome, welcome. I know we're up against a big crowd tonight. It's me, Joe Biden, and Trump. Those are the three choices of people you can listen to tonight. And so 10 of you, 15 of you are going to watch me live and make the better decision. We will not corrupt your brain. We're just going to try to help. But for the rest of you to catch me on replay, this is a good one because this is the meat and potatoes. This is the nuts and bolts. This is the stuff you're going to pay a bunch of money to learn from somebody. And I'm just going to tell you right now, right here for Frizzle. That's free for you, older generation. First impressions is key. Hear, hear, she says. Raylene in the house. Matt Miller says, too much glitz, all that glamour. I'd rather listen to you. I made it through 7 minutes of that debate. Hey, man, So look, here's what we're talking about. Google AdWords, Google Click, but really we're talking about Google. These are just two aspects of the Google game. It is just a game. Here's the thing with the platforms. I had to learn Angie's List back in the day. Now I'm learning Google so that I can help you. I am literally doing this so that I can help you. I really am. And here's the big wahoo moment. It's just a platform. Don't live in the platform. Live off of it. Okay, make money off of it. Figure out a way for it to make you money and your business money, but don't get so wrapped up into it that your whole world's tied to it, that if an EMP hits America and all of a sudden the internet's gone, that you no longer have a business. Don't be so, I know that's a far-fetched, but look, some of you guys have been in business long enough to remember the Yellow Pages and how expensive that got. Now, out of hand, that guy, and Yelp came on the scene, and then it was Angie's List, and then it was Home Advisor, and then before that, it was Service Magic. Yeah. The gray hair doesn't date me, this will. These are the old school. Service Magic is actually still in business. It's called Home Advisor. Do your research. These companies have been selling leads forever. It's nothing new. That's what the Super Bowl is all about. It's about getting as many people to watch one thing as possible so they can sell space, advertising space to a business to reach the masses. And that's what Google's doing. And that's all it is. Master it, understand it, but don't be linked in a way to where your business revolves around it. Oh, please don't do it. Please don't do it. And so when you understand it for what it is, you start thinking about, oh, it's real estate. Okay, well, real estate. I want to dominate the world. I want to get the real estate before my competitors can get the real estate. I want to grab one of the three spots on the map pack. How do I do that? Well, I got to get SEO going. How do I do that? So here's the big aha. You ready for the big aha? The next big aha? I guess I'm giving away a few tonight, but here's the next big aha. Google, it works just like this. I want you to imagine a playground, okay? And the coolest kid, the one with all, everyone listens to the coolest kids on one side, and the other kid that no one listens to is on the other side. And you got 1,000 kids standing out there, and the principal walks up and he says, hey, what do you need? And you're like, I want a friend. And 1,000 kids raise their hand and go, I'm a friend. I'm a friend. That's what I do. I'm a friend. I'll be your friend. Okay, now when you think about this, someone goes on Google and says, I need a plumber. And Google looks and goes, all right, who's a plumber? And 1,000 people, I'm a plumber. That's me. And she's like, yeah, but I live in Indianapolis. I'm in Indianapolis, Indiana. I'm a plumber in Indianapolis. Okay, I'm a friend. This is the analogy here of the kid on the playground. He's like, I'm a friend. And Google looks and goes, okay, look, there's literally a checklist of about 200 things that they check to see if you're really a friend, if you're really a plumber, and how legitimate you really are, and who's saying that you're a plumber or a friend. All of a sudden, they look over here and they go, okay, this guy says he's a plumber, and when I look at the 200 checklist, he's got 160 things checked off. Everyone else in his community's only got 100 things checked off. See, these things are called backlinks. It's the reason why you have a profile on this, reason why it's called all these things, so you can understand how this all works, because these things are important, because when you want everyone, you don't understand why you're not showing up on Google, because Google doesn't know who you are. They can't hear you. You're in the crowd of 1,000 going, I'm a plumber, they can't hear you. And so all of a sudden you start looking around and says, who else says this guy's a plumber? There's 200 people that are plumbers, but they're all on this side. They're reputable people, reputable websites, like the Better Business Bureau and so forth. And so all the things we hate, they help you. They help validate what you're proclaiming, what you're claiming. And the second you can start dominating that Google page, like you can be in the pay-per-click, you can be in the Google guarantee, you can be in the map, you can be in the SEO. Then all of a sudden what happens is when the customer looks up and down that page, they see you 4 different times. They have to make a decision. That's all you're asking. Make a decision. Pick me or don't pick me, but at least see me. That's half the battle. Like G.I. Joe, knowing's half the battle. That's half the battles. They even see you in the ocean of plumbers that are out there going, I'm a plumber. Pick me. The customer wants to pick you if you're good, if you're legit, they want to. You want them to pick you. They want to pick you. There's just too much noise in the way. There's too much traffic in the way. There's too many obstacles in the way. Remove the obstacles. What up, Fresh? Hope I didn't miss anything. Nick says, I'm here. It's important you want to make the phone ring. As a business owner, understand Google. Don't hire the best Google guy on the internet that helped figure it out. Learn it, understand it, because then that way when you want to grow and you get bigger and you outsource it and you give it to someone else, because that's how it should work, boom. Now everyone's going to be, oh, wait, why should I be focused on that? That's what I mean, I don't know. Look, this isn't even big numbers to me. Really isn't. It's not big numbers to me. I think that we did what, 12, we did three, two, Jeremy helped me out here, Matt helped me out here. Maybe we did 2 to 3 calls a week on average, and we did about 5 to 6K of revenue. Not big numbers, but why don't you start multiplying that out when we all of a sudden have a couple trucks, because we do know how to make the phone ring, because we know how to make the phone ring. And then we're going to outsource it to someone that knows what they're talking about so that I don't have to spend my time doing anymore, but I'll know if they know what they're talking about. I won't have to spend a couple grand to find out the hard way. I'm just telling you. And it's really not that hard. I got in a fight. It was a tough week, tough month, really, with Google, me and Google. I had to learn some things, pick up the phone, call some friends. Phone a friend. Getting a great coach will help you understand how to be seen and stand out, doing it the Fresh way. Thank you, Robert. Look, this is the most important aspect of it all. Learn from someone who's either gone through it, going through it, because that is the only way you're going to truly understand if what you're being told works, if it really actually works. You'll be able to look at the result. Look at what we're doing. We got 14 reviews in 1 month. It's not great. It's not horrible. It's not amazing, but we didn't have really many calls to work with. So I feel like we did pretty good. Converted at, I think, 100% or 95%. I mean, we might have missed one call. We fact checkers on that. There's people that can fact check this right now. Let me know if I'm right on this, Matt. So that's a process that does this. Honestly, most of the time I did the least, I feel like. I did some work behind the scenes. I learned some things, and I'll be able to communicate. I was about to say I can communicate intelligently, but then I can't communicate intelligently. I'm going to communicate intelligently with whoever takes over our advertising, whoever eventually runs our Google campaigns and stuff, because I'll know exactly what to ask them. I'll know how to talk, and I'll know if they know what they're talking about. No different than you as a plumbing business owner interviewing someone for a plumbing position. You know if they know what they're talking about. And everyone's going to say they're a good plumber, just like every time you talk to someone like, hey, hire me to be your Google person, or hire me to be your marketing person, hire me to be your ad person. You're like, are you any good? And they're like, well, yeah, I'm amazing. Of course they're going to say that. Got to be creative to make the phone ring a lot of ways. Amen, brother. Amen. You absolutely have to, because when you start relying on these platforms, when you start living in the platform, that's when you get burned. Live off of it. And I don't mean like off the grid. I mean, make money off of it. Figure out a way for it to generate leads for you. So it's spitting off leads for you into your world so that you can then help those customers, put them on a subscription plan, on an annual membership, on a monthly membership for your plumbing business, some sort of scheduled maintenance program, so where you now retain them as a customer. Find ways to retain your customers. Getting them is hard enough. You don't want to lose them. You don't want to have to get them twice. You might as well retain them, and there's ways to do that. But tonight we're talking about Google and how you make that phone ring, and understanding Google and its role and how it plays in every aspect of it is only going to help you. Quick recap. Number one, Google AdWords for those that are just starting out, and even for those that have been around forever, it's real estate, number one. So you can occupy that real estate so someone else can't. Number two, if you actually need it to make your phone ring because you don't quite have your SEO in place, you don't quite have your Google verified or Google guaranteed in place, whatever you want to call it, you don't quite have your reviews in order, then you can do that. But you got to understand that is a link for people to click, meaning you got to give them a reason to click it. And then you got to take them somewhere worthy of going to, because you just paid a lot of money for that. I mean, we spent a couple grand in link clicks over the month. And when you start doing the math, hey, that can get expensive when it comes to lead generation. But I'm making the phone ring and doing the most with what I got. Because we know how to convert, because we know how to run the call the correct way, we can spend a little bit more on our leads and it doesn't hurt us. So I can outbid everyone else. Therefore, I can keep my schedule busy. I'm in control of my marketing spend, and I'm in control of my business result. Nobody is in control of your business result but you. If your business isn't resulting, it's on you, for real. And I don't mean that in a negative way. I mean that in a way to say, hey, now we know what the problem is. Let's get it fixed, for real. Type dominate in the comments right now if you guys want information about training, coaching, or any kind of help whatsoever. We help technicians convert calls, and we help owners create a culture that helps technicians convert calls. Starts with making the phone ring. He says, I try to pass out about 20 cards a day, gas stations, supermarkets, hardware stores, etc. Randall Gilmore says, hey, Chris. Matt Miller says, one truck did over 11K on no more than two calls a day for the week. Man, I'm telling you right now, stuff, when you have the right information, it's just a little bit easier. Okay, it's like digging a ditch. When you have the right tools, it's a lot easier than when you don't have the right tools. It doesn't necessarily make it any more fun or any more simple or any more easier, but you know that it's achievable, especially when you see someone else do it. That's why you want to pay attention to what's going on here. Here's the big changes that are coming. We're moving this show in a couple of weeks. Probably only got a couple more shows left here where we're going to be doing video. It's all going to the podcast. Got over 25,000 downloads on the podcast. We got a pretty good following over there, and we're going to start having a lot more fun with this show. The shows are going to be extended out. You can listen to them while you work. We're going to be bringing on guests, consumers, solving their plumbing problems, bringing in kind of fun, having fun with the noises and the sounds and the different things. We're going to do a lot with the show, but we're just moving it to an Audible platform. We'll also be able to put it up on YouTube for you guys to catch later. But either way, you want to make sure you find us on your local. Most people are on Apple. You can kind of find us on there. I think we're one of the top podcasts for plumbing sales. If you type in plumbing sales coach or the fresh sales approach, you'll find us. Go on there and get on that podcast, because that's where the show is going to be going to. Also, couple more things that are coming. We're going to be putting out a weekly documentary, a short one here in about a month, of the Advocate Plumbing. I want to show you guys our new logos that we just got made. Let us know if you like them. Here we go. First, we got the official logo of Advocate Plumbing right here. And then we've got the standalone Advocate A right here. Hopefully you guys love what we're doing. We got some cool things coming, some more stuff happening. Fresh making the plumbing business look easy. That is my partner, Jeremy Robinson. We started that bad boy together. He's a licensed plumber in Indianapolis and was a part of some big projects downtown Fishers for those that are localized to the area. It's not the right truck, the right customer, the right technician, the right call, the right job, the right tools. It's the right process. Absolutely. Absolutely. For those that used to see the old ebook, we're recreating the ebook into a flipbook, I think, or an ebook or something like that. It's coming out real soon with some updated content. That's going to be Fruel. That's Cool CF, my man GB in the house. Man, it's good to see you. Been a while. Derek says, nice. Great to see you. Thanks. Hopefully you guys like it. Hopefully you guys are watching what we're doing. We're starting from the bottom up. No uniforms, no Santos, no shop, no nothing. Just a Toyota Tundra and a boy with a dream. Two dudes with a hope and a dream. We're going to show you guys exactly how to do it step by step. We got some cool stuff coming. It's just more of what the plumbing sales coach is about. We want to give companies the strategies and skills to create massive customer followings. And this is another way to do that. The podcast, the documentary, all of these things are ways to do that. The retreat that we got coming out, sold out now. Actually, we got one spot left. Yeah. The retreat that's coming up here, August 16th and 17th, 2-day complete crash course on the entire blueprint of the plumbing service game. Everything from advertising to shoe covers. I mean, I literally the entire deal. We're going to talk about that. I cannot wait. It's so excited. He says, my boy's wicked smart with that process. Hey man, if you put me on a football field with even a fifth grader, I was going to say with Peyton Manning, but even with a fifth grader, I'm not going to look so talented. But when it comes to service and when it comes to understanding businesses don't belong in a box, that they're very customizable, they're very much the vision and dream of an individual who is trying to do something, go somewhere, and I want to help them get there. I want to help them get there, but why go through the thorn bush when you can take the bridge? Guys, I love you. Remember, always, this is never going to change. It's never going to change. Serve your communities in everything, not just plumbing. Have a great night. See you Thursday.